Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 476 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. 6th Street and you must go slow. I was relieved at Broad and Marietta by another motorman, but sat down in the same car, one seat behind Mary Fagan. Another little girl was sitting in the seat with her. We got to Broad and Hunter about 12:10. Mary and the other little girl both got off and walked to the sidewalk, and they wheeled like they were going to turn around on Hunter Street, both of them together. The pencil factory is about a block and a half from where they got off at Hunter and Broad. Nobody got on with Mary at Lindsay Street. There wasn't any little boy with her. The first time I noticed the little girl sitting with Mary was when we left Broad and Marietta Street, and I went back into the car and saw this little girl sitting with her. I know the little Epps boy. I have seen him riding on my car. He did not get on the car with her at Lindsay Street. I saw Mary's body at the undertaker's. It was the same girl that got on my car. Cross-examination. I did not tell one of the detectives that we might have been running 3 or 4 minutes ahead of schedule that day. I remember that Mary did not get off the car at Broad and Marietta because there was a streetcar conductor sitting behind me, an ex-conductor, and he had a badge on his coat, and I looked at it, and it had a little girl's picture, and I leaned over to where Mary was and said, "Little girl, here is your picture." And she said, "No, it is not." I don't know who the other little girl was sitting with her. The other little girl was dressed something like Mary. I didn't pay much attention to their dresses, but they looked sort of alike. Mary's dress wasn't black. It was light-colored. I know Epps since this case came up. I could identify him. I never paid much attention to her hat.